Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. And as always, we're quite keen and eager to hear your thoughts and your views, comments and opinions about what's happening on the show tonight. So do get in touch tonight as we officially start off the year with business stories that are impactful and important, not only in terms of what's happening internationally, but also what's happening right here in our backyards. And tonight, as we get into what's happening into our pockets. To tell us more about this, I asked you earlier how many of us are struggling with January blues. And a few of you shared your comments to say, well, we can't be complaining about January. We've known it's been coming for a while. Well, we decided to touch base with a good colleague of the show, Hayley Perry, who's a money coach and facilitator at One Life's Truth About Money, to tell us more about the details of the One Life Insurance Annual Back to School Survey and just what details it shows around financial stress that parents are burdened by. Hayley, such a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for your patience. We've kept you waiting for a while, but welcome back to Kaya Biz.
Evening, Gugu, and it's wonderful to be back on the radio with you and your listeners. Thank you.
Fantastic. All the best for 2026, Hayley. I really hope it turns out to be a great year.
And to you.
Fantastic. But maybe before we talk about the rest of the year, we need to talk about how the year starts. And for the last 2-3 years, we've been hosting these conversations with you where we reflect on the stress levels that South African parents might be experiencing with back to school. Is 2026 different? What stands out?
Yeah, so we've seen some interesting stats. You know, on the whole, we do know that January is obviously a very financially stressful time for most people, and in particular for parents with kids going back to school. But despite the various challenges that we're all well aware of, what we have seen is a decrease in the financial strain that some of the people are reporting. So, for example, we've seen an 8% improvement from people who say that back to school preparation set them back financially and forced them to compromise. You know, so it's still a really high number of people. You know, 80% of people are saying that it does set them back financially. But, you know, last year we were closer to 90%. And so, you know, I'll take any improvement I can get.
Yeah.
We also saw some people saying, in fact, nearly a third of respondents saying that they have improved in their budgeting skills compared to the previous year. And that's perhaps linked to, you know, this other stat that I just shared with you. You know, as people are improving their monthly money management, it helps them tackle the bigger, you know, lump sum expenses like back to school. And nearly half of respondents expressed confidence in their ability to afford their children's education over the next 2 years. And so that's showing us that people are feeling a growing optimism around their financial footing and how they're going to navigate their finances over the next year or two.
That is good news and quite telling in terms of the financial discipline that's been exercised. Is this a consequence of, I guess, just interest rate cuts and perhaps some money being freed up for South Africans, or a result of just better financial discipline?
I mean, you're preaching to the choir here, and I'd love to think it's all our work that we're doing around improving the financial literacy and the financial education of South Africans. But I do think it's multifaceted. And yes, the interest rates, the decrease in interest rates will definitely be helping to ease a lot of the pressure that people are feeling. And, you know, there's other things as well. You know, the petrol price, for instance, these things all affect our cash flow on a monthly basis. And so it has eased pressure for a lot of people. And I do think there is also a growing awareness through the different channels that people now have access to, including social media, for instance, where access to tools, you know, even a quick video on TikTok, for example, can help you look at your personal finances in a way that you hadn't thought of previously and change the way you do things. And these small changes over time can compound. And yeah, I really do hope that is part of what we're seeing here.
Understood. Are we also seeing that perhaps what we are seeing is that schools are also responding appropriately in terms of financial packages or levels of assistance or payment terms and conditions that actually might be able to alleviate the once-off financial pressure in January?
I'm not sure about that because I guess there would probably be quite a big variety in terms of how different schools tackle this issue. I was looking last week at the fees for South Africa's most expensive schools that were released, and I was also looking with interest at the inflationary related increases or not thereof linked to some of these schools. And even there was quite a wide variety in terms of what the percentage increase was in school fees compared to the previous year. And so I do think that that is going to be, tackled on a case-by-case basis by the different schools. Some schools have more flexibility than others, obviously. But I think by and large, this is largely a problem for parents, and this is something that we kind of just have to wrap our heads around when we have kids and we know that it's time for them to go to school, that there are a wide variety of expenses that come with educating our kids besides just school fees. And I think, being aware of it is your first step, because then you can start planning and start saving and managing your money in a way that it's not such a huge knock when it comes, for you to kit your kids out in January.
Definitely. I'm quite keen to understand. We had an earlier conversation around the macroeconomic environment in South Africa, the outlook of the rand, interest rates and the likes. When you take a look at where we are regarding consumer spending or consumer financial health, as a review of 2025 and perhaps expectations for 2026, what does that look like?
Yeah, so I think in terms of what does 2026 look like, what we are seeing in terms of predictions is that we may get another interest rate cut or two in the coming year. And when you were talking about kicking off this year and our finances, it made me think about somebody I saw refer to 2026 as 2020 fix. And for me, if we're looking ahead at the year, I feel like that's a really nice way of addressing our personal finances. If we think about 2026 as the year that we're going to fix the things that are not amazing with how we've been managing our money, I think in this environment that we're talking about, where we potentially are seeing a stronger rand, more interest rate cuts coming, imminent petrol price decreases and that kind of thing, that's an environment where the pressure is easing on South Africa consumers. Potentially that's what it's looking like. And that's an incredible opportunity for people to take a look at their personal finances and say, okay, so if I've got a little bit of extra cash flow this month, how can I use it to impact my long-term financial future? And what steps can I take in the short and medium term to do that? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if I could wave my magic wand when it comes to personal finances this year, I think 2020 fix would be my theme.
I couldn't agree with you more. 2020 fix, very critical. And I think for all of us to make sure that we do get our finances in order. Hayley, I guess to close off with, many more South Africans, might be keen to understand how they can upskill themselves, get the necessary tools. I'm aware that you do run several workshops as a money coach and facilitator. But are there some easy habits or tools, steps that they need to adopt? And it always goes back to the B word, right? Budgeting.
Budgeting is definitely a critical part of managing your money. And in particular, if you want to do it well, you do need to get good at that skill. But I think for a lot of people, budgeting has some poor PR. I know you were talking about that in your previous interview. And I feel like budgeting suffers from the same PR fate. And if you can put your personal finances into a context of how can I keep more of my money rather than spending it so that I can build wealth for me and the people I love, suddenly it takes on a different kind of angle. And so the Truth About Money is a platform that exists free of charge to all South Africans to use to help them do that. So, if you go online and you have a look at www.truthaboutmoney.co.za, you'll see there's a couple of courses. Some of them only will take you half an hour to do. One of them is about building generational wealth, for example. And if you start doing that kind of thing, where you do a course that piques your interest because it doesn't sound boring like budgeting. And we're getting you interested in some of the things that you might be more interested in, like building wealth. Then you start to understand how there's lots of different pieces in this puzzle that can come together to help you not only do this, but to do it well. And absolutely, budgeting is going to be a part of that. But I promise you, there's a lot more cool and fun stuff sitting in there as well, too.
Definitely. We can make budgeting fun. Cool. And of course, it fundamentally speaks to how money gives us experiences, access to experiences and opportunities. And that's what it's really about, making sure that you create it and manage it and use it for the things that you'd like to enjoy. Such a pleasure speaking to you as always, Hayley.
Thank you so much, Guru. Have a lovely evening to you and your listeners.
Thank you, and to you too. All the best for 2026.
2020 fix, remember?
Yes, 2020 fix, that's right. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Guru.
Hayley Perry there joining us as a money coach and facilitator at One Life's Truth About Money. So you've heard it. It's not 2026, it's 2020 fix. Get your money right. Get your behavior right. And fundamentally, we all have an opportunity to build and create wealth for us. As long as we have some opportunity available to us, there's a way within which we can use money as a tool just to have a better experience of life. I often say money might not buy you happiness, but it sure does give you options.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.